Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the press conference following or held in scope of the visit of NATO Secretary General and Prime Minister of Canada and Prime Minister of Spain. We will start the press conference now. We'll start with the statement of the Latvian Prime Minister, Mr. Kristians Kariņš.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Putin's war against Ukraine has consolidated all NATO partners. Standing here today, I would like to thank my partners who stand next to me here today, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, Spanish Prime Minister. So thank you very much for having an opportunity to meet here today, all four of us. NATO needs to strengthen its eastern flank. And today, we had the opportunity to see that this strengthening is already happening on the ground, happening because Canada has already decided to strengthen its presence with troops and military equipment here in Latvia. And Spain has also taken a similar step and is, in practice, strengthening its presence here with troops, with equipment, with capabilities being deployed here to Latvia. So Latvian armed forces, our army, is being reinforced constantly by 10 other NATO allies. And as we know, there is also the 11th ally here present in Latvia, which is the United States of America, which is also present here in Latvia. And today we had an opportunity to see them train alongside with other allies. We had the opportunity to witness the military training. We saw Latvian troops side by side, shoulder to shoulder with Canadian, Spanish, and other allied troops taking part in joint military training aimed at strengthening the security and defense of Latvia as one of the member states of the NATO. We are a relatively small country, but we're a part of the biggest and most powerful military alliance in the world. Shoulder to shoulder, we are indefeatable. But we are not only taking from NATO, we're also contributing to NATO, and we are investing our own defense. We are spending on our defense more than 2% and have decided to step it up to 2.5%. So we will do our homework, what's needed to improve our combat capabilities, of course, also our capabilities to provide the support of a host nation to a growing number of the allied troops, as has been decided. So thank you once again, Jens, Justin, Pedro, for your presence and for being here, and of course, for the contribution of your countries to stronger NATO and the stronger security of Latvia in particular. Now the floor is given to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Please, the floor is yours.
Prime Minister Kariņš, Prime Minister Trudeau, Prime Minister Sánchez, dear Kristianis, dear Justin, dear Pedro, it's great to be together with all of you here today. This demonstrates really NATO solidarity, that we stand together facing a critical moment for our security caused by the brutal invasion of Russia of a peaceful country in Europe, Ukraine. President Putin's war on Ukraine has shattered peace in Europe. It has shaken the international order, and it continues to take a devastating toll on the Ukrainian people. But Putin seriously underestimated Ukraine, and he seriously underestimated the strength and the unity of NATO and of our friends and partners around the world. We have imposed unprecedented costs on Russia. We have stepped up our support for Ukraine, helping to uphold its right to self-defense, and we have implemented historic reinforcements of NATO's collective defense, with thousands more troops reinforcing the eastern part of our alliance, including here in Latvia. I strongly welcome that allies, including Canada, Spain, and the United States, are deploying hundreds more troops to our multinational presence here at the Adachi base in Latvia. So, Justin, Pedro, thank you for your personal leadership and your commitment to our collective security. Canada has led NATO's battle group in Latvia for years with skill and dedication, a powerful demonstration of your commitment to transatlantic security. Spain is leading by example by deploying additional troops, ships and jets to strengthen our defensive posture in Europe. It was really an honor to meet your forces here today. From both sides of the Atlantic, they represent the spirit of all our allies, all for one and one for all. NATO is a defensive alliance. We do not see conflict with Russia. Our ultimate responsibility is to keep our 1 billion citizens safe. This means we must do everything possible to prevent the conflict from spreading beyond Ukraine. And our presence here in Latvia sends an unmistakable message of unity and resolve. Our commitment to Article 5 of the Washington Treaty is absolute, and we will do whatever it takes to protect and defend all allies. So, Christianis, Justin, and Pedro, at this dangerous moment for our security, we stand united for our people and our values. Europe and North America together in NATO. Thank you.
Paldies. Lūdzu vārds Kanādas premjerministram Justinam Trudeau.
And now the floor is given to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm very happy to join you for this press conference today.
As well, we continue to strengthen the relationship between Canada and Latvia. Prime Minister Sanchez, Pedro, it's good to see you. I know how important the contribution of Spain is to the success of the mission here. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg, thank you, Jens, for being with us today. It's extremely important. NATO truly is multinational. It was absolutely amazing to see the culminating military exercise of our troops from different nations, including those of Canada, Latvia, and Spain, training together. It was great to be here, and I'm also very happy to be joined today by Minister Anand, our Minister of National Defense, and the Chief of Defense Staff, General Eyre. We had a very productive day today. On top of my different bilateral meetings with Christianis, Prime Minister Kairns, Prime Minister Sanchez, and NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg, I also met with President Levits of Latvia to discuss Ukraine and a broad range of topics. In addition, this morning, Christianis was able to organize that we were joined virtually by the Prime Minister of Estonia, Kaja Kallas, and the Prime Minister of Lithuania, Ingrida Šimonytė. We agreed to deepen the partnership between Canada and the Baltic countries, especially at this time of uncertainty. Ici au camp à Dazi, j'ai aussi la chance de rencontrer plusieurs membres.
I had an opportunity to meet several Canadian military officers. I had a chance to observe their skill and courage.
Assurance. This announcement includes more troops here in Latvia, as well as the deployment of an additional frigate and maritime patrol aircraft. A total of 540 CAF personnel are now deployed here in Latvia, and approximately 130 more will join in the coming weeks. Well, today, I can further announce an early multi-year renewal of Operation Reassurance to support NATO in Central and Eastern Europe. This mission was set to expire next year, and in light of the situation in Europe, we decided to renew it ahead of schedule. Operation Reassurance is the CAF support to NATO's assurance and deterrence measures. The troops here are not only defending Latvia or Eastern Europe, they're defending all NATO allies, including Canada. They're defending our freedom and our security, That's why this work is so important, especially in the face of continued Russian aggression. Aujourd'hui, je peux annoncer que le Canada va renouveler l'opération Réassurance.
Renewed the operation to reinforce the eastern flank of NATO. We're here to defend the European democracy. Tomorrow I will travel to Berlin, where I will meet with Chancellor Scholz, and I would like to thank our troops who made us welcome today.
Who serve in the Canadian Armed Forces for their outstanding work, and all the women who serve in armed forces around the world. Canada will continue to be an ally and partner to help defend our shared values, and we will continue to be there for Ukraine. And now I'd like to turn the mic over to Canada's Minister of National Defence, Anita Anand. Anita.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. It's a great honour to be with you here at Camp Ardagy and join our troops, our military commanders, and our partners, of course, especially on International Women's Day.
On International Women's Day. J'étais ici il y a un mois.
And I was here about a month ago.
Here today to see the troops and to thank them for their service. My visit in early February and a number of engagements thereafter, including the recent NATO defense ministers meeting in Brussels, made clear that operations like Operation Reassurance represent the very best that NATO has to offer. This is the message that I hear in every meeting and continue to hear. In response to this message, and to Putin's further aggression, we announced on February 22nd up to 460 more troops to NATO through Operation Reassurance, on top of the 500 already here, and the deployment of, as the Prime Minister mentioned, an additional frigate and a maritime patrol aircraft to reinforce NATO's eastern flank. Now, as the Prime Minister just announced, we are going even further. Today, we are renewing our support by extending Operation Reassurance mission 1 year ahead of time. This announcement reflects our deep commitment to the long-term security, stability, and interoperability of the NATO alliance. J'aimerais remercier nos forces armées canadiennes.
I would like to thank the Canadian Armed Forces for their commitment to defending Latvia, to security of the eastern flank of NATO. It is important for our deterrence posture and peace around the world.
To our Canadian Armed Forces, by continuing to put service before self, and for continuing Canada's enduring commitment to Latvia, to NATO's eastern flank, and to our collective security at home and abroad. And I extend this appreciation to all who serve and who are here today. Thank you. Merci. Baldias. I now am happy to pass the mic over to Prime Minister Sanchez. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Minister. Thank you very much, friends. As Prime Minister Trudeau said, today, 8 March, should have been a day of celebration of women and girls in Ukraine. Unfortunately, Putin's brutal aggression is forcing them to flee their country or fight for their lives. I would like to pay an homage today to all of them and reassure that we will stand by their side. I would like to thank the President and the Prime Minister of Latvia for organizing this visit. I am very happy to share it with my friend Justin, with Prime Minister Trudeau, whose country commands this battle group, and with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. We are here to support to our Baltic allies and friends in these very difficult times, and to send a very clear message to President Putin. NATO allies are united, and the transatlantic bond is stronger than ever. I want to insist once again, our main commitment is with peace. NATO is a defensive alliance, as Secretary General of NATO has said, and all our actions so far are deterrence efforts to avoid confrontation. The Spanish troops are the second largest contingent here in ADASIS battle group, and I want to recognize our soldiers' dedication, solidarity, and professionalism. We are increasing our deployment with 157 additional soldiers, and we are also ready to fulfill our commitment through the graduate response plans. I would like to reaffirm Spain's unwavering support to Ukraine. We have delivered several tons of humanitarian aid and military equipment. Spain will also be up to the challenge that represents the dreadful humanitarian crisis caused by this terrible war, with over 1.7 million people fleeing their country. We will stay by the Ukrainian government and by the Ukrainian people to withstand Putin's unjustified attack. This is an act of aggression, not only to Europe's security, but also thank you.
Lielas paldies. Mums ir laiks pāris jautājumiem. Es aicinu mediju pārstāvjus, kuriem būs pacelt roku. Un, ja ir jautājumi, tad lūgums arī iepazīstināt ar sevi un arī norādīt, kam jūs uzdodat jautājumu. Lūdzu, vai ir jautājumi?
The time for questions, and please introduce yourself before you ask the question and to whom you would like to address the question. We have time for a couple of questions. Unfortunately, the system went down.
BBC News. Prime Minister Trudeau, allies have been shipping to Ukraine anti-aircraft weapons and anti-tank weapons. Canada has sent anti-tank weapons. Both of those capabilities are in short supply in the Canadian military. The Canadian Army does not have a dedicated surface-to-air defense system. Will your government commit to an urgent procurement to cover those capability gaps, and will your government commit to meeting NATO's benchmark standard of 2% of GDP in defense spending?
First of all, we understand the urgency that is presented right now in the world with Ukrainians standing strong against this illegal Russian invasion. And that's why we have sent aid, we have sent weapons, we will continue to send support to Ukrainians as they stand and defend not just their country, but defend democracy, defend the values that underpin democracy, and in fact defend us all. Those weapons are much more useful right now and in the coming weeks in the hands of Ukrainian soldiers fighting for their lives than they would be in Canadian hands. But of course, we need to make sure we replace those weapons rapidly and that we continue to invest in the equipment that leads our armed forces to be able to continue to contribute, not just in places like here in Latvia, but everywhere around the world where we are called on to do. I had an excellent conversation with Secretary General Stoltenberg earlier this afternoon, in which I talked about, indeed, our approach to continuing to invest in our military and making sure that Canada is always there to stand up.
En français, Prime Minister.
Nous allons...
We will always look for all opportunities to invest more in our support to NATO. We have to defend the democracy. We have to be everywhere where democracy needs to be defended, but we need to provide urgent help to Ukraine currently in the form of weapons. It is important not only for defending Ukraine, but also for defending democracy around the world. So we have time for another question. Are you from Laurence Martin from Radio Canada? You mentioned presence in Latvia, which will be strengthened, expanded. Will you increase our presence there?
as well. Well, we're investing in our military presence around the world. And now I'll pass the floor over to our defense minister. Thank you, Prime Minister. Of course, defense is very important. Sovereignty is very important. 600 million contract has been signed. To ensure the security of the Arctic, to protect the Arctic. And we have also reached out to our partners in the United States to agree on joint defense of our continent and how to defend our world together. North Aid Modernization is the program which is absolutely crucial for Canada. In a short run, we will take a very firm stance on the matter, and it is one of the top priorities for the Canadian government. So we still have time for a couple of questions. Do we have any Spanish media who would like to ask the question? Please go ahead.
So far, well, I'm Iñaki Aguado from Informativos Telecinco on behalf of all the Spanish journalists here today. So far, the response through sanctions has not stopped Putin. What should be the path from now on? How far can NATO go? And how far can the European Union go as well? Do you consider the possibility of stopping buying oil and gas from Russia, just like the US has proposed? And do you think that Argelian gas could be the solution to supply all European countries? And Prime Minister Sanchez, as far as Spain goes, what steps are you willing to take to respond to the economic impact of the war in our country? Is it possible to use the loans of the Next Generation funds? And is it possible to lower fuel taxes? And we would be very grateful if we could have an answer in Spanish as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Iñaki, for your questions. First of all, I think it's crucial to be united. This is what we are showing today with the Prime Minister of Latvia, Prime Minister of Canada, Secretary General of NATO, Spain, and all the allies in NATO and the European Union. And that is why I think it's important not to, you know, to advance different measures that we are going to debate in the Council in the coming days in Paris. But of course, economic sanctions is one of the most powerful means, instruments that we have in order to stop this terrible and unjustified war that Putin is, making against a free country such as Ukraine. Secondly, of course, I think it's very important to act regarding the economic impact in Spain and, of course, in the world economy and especially in the European economy. I think it's important to act in different dimensions. First of all, the multilateral dimensions, and here we have countries that belong to the G7. But of course, at the European level, I think it's important the communication that the Commission has released today regarding the energy policy, which is one of the major tools for the economic growth. And of course, it is already impacting this crisis on the energy prices. And of course, I think it's important also to have this unity among parties in Spain, and of course, this unity that we have shown with the trade unions and enterprises, first with the pandemic and the response, the economic response to this pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, and of course, nowadays with this terrible and unjustified war led by Putin. So This is the question or the answer in English and in Spanish. I would say que creo que es lo más importante es contar con la unidad de todos los países, de toda la comunidad internacional. Creo que la votación de la Asamblea General de Naciones Unidas que vimos hace escasos días demostró que Putin está solo y que todo el mundo, la mayoría del mundo, está con Ucrania. Y esa unidad se tiene que demostrar desde el punto de vista de las sanciones económicas, desde el punto de vista de la respuesta que tenemos que dar la comunidad internacional, aislando completamente a Putin, también en sanciones económicas contra él mismo y contra la oligarquía que ha crecido en torno a su régimen. Y, por tanto, me van a permitir que no adelante muchas de estas conversaciones que vamos a tener con los socios europeos en el próximo Consejo Informal dentro de escasos días en Versalles, en París, bajo la presidencia pro tempore de Francia de la Unión Europea. En segundo lugar, decirles que, desde luego, en el Congreso de los Diputados presenté lo que es el esbozo de ese plan nacional de respuesta al impacto económico que va a tener la crisis de la guerra de Putin en nuestro país. Hace escasos días, este pasado lunes, me pude reunir con los agentes sociales, sindicatos y empresarios para trasladarles cuáles eran las líneas de actuación que vamos a hacer desde el Gobierno, precisamente para amortiguar el impacto que en el ámbito de los precios, tanto de la energía como también de las materias primas, va a tener esta terrible crisis. Que va a costar, sin duda alguna, pero mayor sería el coste si no actuáramos en contra de Putin, si no actuáramos en contra de quien ahora mismo no solamente está infligiendo la legalidad internacional, sino que está poniendo en cuestión y en riesgo la seguridad de todos los europeos, que es precisamente lo que venimos aquí a garantizar. Esa seguridad en las fronteras europeas, ya sea en Letonia, ya sea en Estonia, ya sea en cualquiera de los países del frente oriental de Europa. Y esa unidad de los aliados y esa unidad también de los europeos me parece ahora mismo trascendental. Y desde luego España, como he dicho en otras muchas ocasiones, va a estar donde debe estar y hará lo que debe hacer. Thank you. Gracias.
And we still have time for one more question. No, we have to give the opportunity to other Latvian journalists.
Latvian television, just very shortly, my question to Mr. Sanchez. You already mentioned that you decided to send more troops to Latvia. Could you please be a little bit specific about when they could arrive? Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. Actually, we've been committed with Latvia for long under the command of the Canadian Army. And we are going to deploy, as I said before, 150 new soldiers here in this base, and it's going to be very, very quick, very fast, since the NATO Secretary General and, of course, the commander asked us to deploy as fast as we can these military units.
Thank you, and we still have one more question. We can still take one more question, please. The floor is yours.
Secretary General, what would NATO do if Vladimir Putin encroached on even 1 centimeter of NATO territory? And Mr. Trudeau, would you be willing to go to war?
We are here to deter any attack on any NATO allied country, and deterrence has helped to preserve peace for more than 70 years. Now we are stepping up to send an even stronger message to President Putin that an attack on one ally will trigger the response from the whole alliance. So we are here to protect every inch of allied territory of Latvia and all other NATO countries. And the purpose of that deterrence is not to provoke a war, but it is to prevent the war, it is to preserve peace. And when we see the aggressive actions of President Putin against Ukraine, it has led to a big reinforcement of our presence in Latvia and also in other parts of the eastern flank of our alliance. And I would like to commend Canada, Spain, and also Latvia as a host nation for really demonstrating unity, demonstrating commitment to our collective defense. And as long as we stand together, North America and Europe, in NATO, we are all safe, because we are by far the strongest alliance in history, and the unity is much stronger than President Putin expected. He wants less NATO, he's getting more NATO. He wanted to divide us, he's getting a more united alliance. So We are here to preserve peace, prevent war, and that's the reason why we are increasing our defensive deterrence presence in Latvia and in the rest of the eastern part of the alliance.
Vladimir Putin made a fundamental miscalculation. He thought Ukraine was weak, and he thought NATO was divided. He's been shown how wrong he is. Ukrainians are strong and courageous and standing up to defend their land. And NATO has never been more united and determined than we are now. And I know I can speak for all NATO members when I say we will all abide by Article 5.
En français, s'il vous plaît.
Je peux vous dire que
I just said in French that Putin has made a huge mistake, thinking that NATO is divided and Ukraine is weak, but Ukraine is very strong, brave and courageous, fighting back against Russia, and NATO is more united than ever, and we are demonstrating our unity every day, and I think I'm speaking on behalf of all members of the alliance. We're fully committed to Article 5. Thank you all. This concludes our press conference.